What is it that shapes your perspective on the world? What makes your big picture your reality? That's what a worldview is all about. How we judge the world around us and base our decisions because of that view. And it is so important, sometimes we don't even think about it, but it is something that we should concentrate on for a minute because it does shape our own reality.
And what we need to understand in regard to this concept of a worldview we've been talking about is that we all come at it from different angles depending upon our background, our training, religion, politics, gender, whatever it might be. Take, for example, this apple that we have here in front of us. You know, an artist would look at this apple and see it as a piece of art, draw a picture around it, and make it look very beautiful. A botanist would classify the various types of apples that we might have. A grocer could take an apple, and to him it's a commodity. He put a barcode on it, a little tag, set it in amongst all the other apples. It's got a price tag on it. A little kid would come along, see that apple, say, hey, that looks good, and bite right into it and enjoy the apple, and it's all gone. So again, it all comes down to what's your training, what's your perspective, what is your particular view of the world as to how we view not only things, but people, situations, problems, and the world as a whole.
Absolutely. When it comes to believing the gospel, understanding the truth of God, that's got to be more than just a set of beliefs, something that I think is true. That's got to be something that I believe it, I see it, and it affects who I am. That's what a Christian biblical worldview is all about. It's not just something I do at church, but it affects everything that I do. And so to have that kind of perspective changes it from just religion to really a true relationship with God that affects everything about who I am.
Probably for any of us, one of the biggest questions to answer to get that right perspective is the question, is there a God? Does God exist? And if he does, then who are we and how do we fit within that? One very key scripture is in Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27, where it says, let us make man in our image, and man is formed out of the dust of the ground. And there, at the very beginning, is really the point for a proper worldview that God is the creator, and that human life is a unique creation of God placed within his overall creation and for a purpose and for a plan.
And that's the beginning of the big picture. You get that big picture, that begins to form your biblical worldview, and that's the best place to start. Start with that relationship with God, and that will help continue on to do the things that are right and have that right perspective.
That's BT Daily. Join us next time.